Commissioner Milska?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Chairperson Wyatt?
Here. We're privileged to have the Pacific Horizon Chorus, Sweet Adeline's here with us today to sing a patriotic song. They're going to sing God Bless America. If everyone will please stand, and then we'll switch around for the flag salute afterwards. Thank you again, Pacific Horizon Chorus. With that, we move into public comment period, and the room is packed here today. Any public hiding under the chairs? Outside in the hallway? Eric, Mr. Greening, you around somewhere? Mr. Greening's on vacation, hopefully for his sake. No one coming forward, I'll close public comment period and move on to planning staff updates. Mr. Hogue.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Warren Hogue, Department of Planning and Building. I actually don't really have anything for staff updates. Some things I would normally mention, housekeeping things we can cover later today during the open discussion at the end of the of second and fourth Thursdays, and then I can deal with the summer schedule at later meetings. But there's no quirks in the schedule. We did have a fifth Thursday in April reserved for the room in case we needed it. But the understanding that we have is that we only do that for, you know, long-range items, big deal projects, and there aren't any of those that we can't accommodate in our regular schedule, so there will be no meeting on April 29th. So take it off. Have fun.
Yay. Questions for Mr. Hogue or Ms. Griffin is here? Any questions for staff? Okay. Ms. Griffin, anything you want to add? Okay. That will move on to the consent agenda. Three items of minutes on the consent agenda.
Chairperson Wyatt, I would like to pull item A, the January 14th draft planning commission minutes.
Okay. And Mr. Grady, you want to explain why you're doing that?
Yeah, sure. I just noticed yesterday that there were a couple pages missing. I guess there was just a printer snafu or something like that. Ramona assures us that she typed them, and I believe her, because they were submitted online as well. So it's my understanding that they will be attached to a future meeting agenda. So.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion on the consent agenda or public comment, public under the chairs? Come out, come out. Seeing none, did I hear a motion then on the consent agenda?
I move the consent agenda. Items B and C will be approved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. With that, we'll move on to our hearing items. If the clerk will please tell us what hearing item one is.
Hearing to consider a request by the County of San Luis Obispo to amend the Growth Management Ordinance Title 26 of the County Code. County file number LRP 2009-00001, Supervisorial District 4, Joe Manson, Project Manager.
Ms. Manson, welcome.
Hi, good morning. I could ask the clerk to go ahead and change it over to the screen. Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Planning Commission. I am Joe Manson with County Planning and our Information Services Group. The project before you today is a request by the county to amend the Growth Management Ordinance referred to as Title 26 of the County Code. I would first like to provide you with a brief history of the Growth Management Ordinance. As you know on the screen, the ordinance was adopted by the board on October 23, 1990. It establishes a per fiscal year rate of growth, which is set by the Board of Supervisors. The growth rate is consistent with the community resources established by the resource management system to support residential growth. Currently, the countywide growth rate is 2.3%, the Napomo Mesa growth rate is 1.8%, and the Cambria growth rate is 0%. As shown in these illustrations, countywide 2.3%, Napomo Mesa 1.8%, and Cambria 0%. The ordinance establishes a system for allocating the number of residential construction permits allowed each fiscal year. The allocation system is managed by planning staff, myself. Allocation request is submitted concurrently when a building permit application is submitted to our department. I'd like to note that there are exemptions as well as waiting lists to the Growth Management Ordinance. And as example, exemptions are secondary dwellings, affordable housing, and also farm support quarters. We do have three waiting list areas, and the areas include Cambria, Los Osos, and that portion of Cayucos that's referred to as County Service Area 10A. Back in August 12th of 2008, the Board of Supervisors did adopt numerous cleanup and housekeeping updates for the Growth Management Ordinance, as referred to here, the acronym GMO. During that amendment process last year, an amendment was identified that is necessary prior to June the 30th, 2010. Basically, it is to amend the Growth Management Ordinance to update the fiscal year reference for the Napomo Mesa area for fiscal year 2010-2011. And this is more of, you could call it, an administrative change that we would have to do each year, basically revising the dates to address the upcoming fiscal year. Therefore, it is staff's recommendation that the Planning Commission recommend to the Board of Supervisors approval of Growth Management Ordinance Amendment LRP 2009-00001, as shown in Exhibit LRP 2009-00001A, based on the recommended findings.
When I read it, I was thinking maybe the previous year's activity was allowed to be increased by 1.8%, but it's the 1.8% maximum increase of the overall community.
Right.
Okay,
correct.
Thank you.
Other clarifying questions?
Well, perhaps, excuse me, just one. The amendment only changes the year. As you said, it's an administrative change. But just curious about the 1.8%. That's a carryover from prior years and is not being changed. If that were to be changed, that would take a supervisor, or how would that get changed?
Basically, it would be the same procedure that we're doing right now. We'd first go through the Planning Commission for their recommendation to the board. It would be a public hearing. Just as sort of a background for you, the Board of Supervisors set Napomo Mesa as a subset category actually back in May of 2000, and at that time it was the same countywide growth rate of 2.3%. It was only in May of 2005 that the board, based upon the resources in the area, decided to reduce that to 1.8, and that is maintained since 2005.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. If there are no other questions, then I'll open up public comment. And seeing no one running forward, I'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission for any discussion. seeing heads shaking no. I have one question procedurally on whether my commissioners might join me in making some kind of recommendation to the supervisors that maybe we could change the system so that we don't have to bring this back just to change the year every year. This process is expensive and tedious to bring this and print out all this paper just to change the year. So maybe council could weigh in on why we have to do this, if there is a suggestion on how this could be changed to be more efficient.
I think it's up to the board. This is just the way they've done it in the past, but they could change it if they wanted to.
So some kind of recommendation for change, if we wanted to make that to the board, Ms. Griffin or Mr. Orton, so that this doesn't have to come back through? It seems very inefficient.
Maybe as part of your motion, you could direct staff to, in their staff report that they prepare for the Board of Supervisors, include comments from your commission relative to that, that, gee, if there's another way to do this where you don't have to come back just to change the year every year, that would be a more efficient and effective way of doing things. And then through a motion and a vote of the commission, we'll be able to put that as a comment, a clear comment in our staff report to the Board of Supervisors.
So would I get agreement from my colleagues that we might want to include that recommendation?
I'm just trying to explore or think ahead as to what, if there's a problem with doing that. Okay. One might say that if it's just a one-year extension at the same percentage, you know, that may not be a problem. But I don't know that if changing the year only does it one year at a time, or whether the years could, we wouldn't want our language in the motion to suggest to the supervisors that multiple year extensions without coming back to the commission would be okay. In other words, let's just say I had heard from constituents that they had a problem with the 1.8%. I wouldn't want to be in a position of saying, well, it's not going to come back to the supervisors anymore. Because it's not efficient or for whatever reason. So I could see that there could be a case where some constituents would want to discuss extending for another year at the same at the same percent increase. So I'm a little gun-shy about doing that.
Well, I'd agree and understand your concerns. And so if we were actually discussing the percent of growth, I would completely agree, but when all we're doing is just changing, having to bring it back to change the year written on the thing.
Well, indirectly, I think we're acceding to keeping the 1.8, whatever it happens to be 1.8 now, keeping it the same. So in a way, I think we really are making a statement about the percent growth. So, even though we're only changing the year. So.
Are you comfortable with some kind of recommendation that something be changed in the process, or not because of that?
I'm not.
I agree with Commissioner O'Grady, because we don't have a thorough enough staff report to analyze this, and I don't know what the unintended consequences might be. And with strategic growth coming forward, there may be,
as shown in Exhibit LRP 2009-0001, based on the recommendations finding listed in this report.
Second. Okay. If the clerk will call the vote on that.
Commissioner Melskow?
Yes.
Commissioner Christensen?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Chairperson Wyatt?
Yes.
I might add that was a recommendation to the board. I probably didn't say that.
You said staff's recommendation. That'd be good enough. Madam Chair, given that you're ending a little earlier than we had anticipated, I'd actually recommend that you might take your morning break or a shortish morning break so we can make sure everything is set up over there and we've got all the computers running and everything necessary for the retreat.
I'm shocked. So we didn't really get through this.
With that, we've had a rough morning. 18 minutes in, we did listen to some patriotic music and handle this. So 10 minutes, do you think 10 minutes would get staff
ten,
time to set
10
up?
Minutes should be
so
10.
We are moving then for the staff retreat to room, 161 and 162? So let's reconvene there then at 9:30 then, I'm hearing. Okay. All right, so we'll meet there, room 161 and 162 at 9:30. Anyone is welcome to join us there as we continue on to our staff retreat.